We're talking this morning with Deb Toth, who is with SSM Health at Greater Fond du Lac. She is an advanced planning care specialist, and it's that time of year again. Usually we talk to Deb at least once a year about National Healthcare Decisions Day, and that's coming up next Thursday. Deb, what is that all about?
Thank you for having me, Bob. National Healthcare Decisions Day is a day that's designated for healthcare systems to really talk about advanced directives, medical power of attorney for healthcare, so that if people are unable to make medical decisions for themselves, they're able to designate someone to do that on their behalf. So if, you know, they come in the hospital, they're unconscious or they're confused, gives them the ability to name ahead of time who the doctor should talk to.
Okay, so during National Healthcare Decisions Day, you can actually fill out, fill out some of these forms then?
Absolutely. Actually, you can do it all year. You can go to your regular hospital and ask for a medical power of attorney, and someone will be able to help you. But on National Healthcare Decisions Day, all over the country, healthcare systems are providing usually multiple sites or multiple events to encourage people to come out and complete their document. We at SSM are having four different sites, four different events. So next week, Thursday, April 16th, we'll be at the Fond du Lac YMCA from 7:30 until 11 in the morning. I will be at that one, and I will be accompanied by Anne from the Lions Eye Bank and Lori from UW Organ and Tissue Donation, which that was a big day yesterday. In Ripon, we will be at the Ripon Senior Center from 8:30 in the morning until noon. At Fond du Lac Regional Clinic, that's at the hospital in the clinic lobby, we will be there from 10 o'clock until 2. And at the Fond du Lac Regional Clinic in Waupun, we will be there from 8 to noon. So there are four different places people can go to ask questions, to receive a document, to receive help in completing that document, to have their questions answered. I'm really excited to do this. Every year I try to play in as many events in one day as I possibly can.
Well, you're going to be all over God's green acres, so to speak. So,
right, exactly.
Now, I see the event at the Ripon Senior Activity Center as part of their Lunch and Learn series, which means there is a lunch available, but you have to call to register, right?
I do not believe they are providing a lunch.
Oh, it says free lunch will be provided. Okay.
Yeah, I see that there. I don't believe that they are, but people can call to find out. I do not believe that they are, though.
Okay. Well, they can call the Senior Center. That number is 920-471-1636 and find out whether or not a lunch will be available for that program. So,
right. Okay. Right. Absolutely.
All right. Now, the second thing that you wanted to talk about was a new power of attorney. And I'm going to let you take that away, if you would.
You bet. This document is called Power of Attorney Delegating Parental Power. This document does a number of things. It allows a parent to designate someone to be in charge of their kids for a period of time. So say you're going on vacation and you're leaving your kids with your grandparent, with their grandparents. You can use this document to give them the ability to seek medical care for your children. Now, the document does not only do that. However, the healthcare part of it is what the hospital would use it for. This document is new. I just came across it yesterday, and it can delegate complete parental power, like pretty much everything, the ability to consent to education and employment and all of that stuff. So, you know, people can kind of look it over and say you need to, let your parents take care of your kids for 6 months or something. You're going to be gone for that long. This form would be really appropriate because that person could make any kind of decision that they need to for that child. We at SSM Health will only use it for the healthcare part of it. And there are places where you can specifically designate what you want the person you've named to be able to make decisions about. This document is currently now available at the information desk at St. Agnes Hospital and at the St. Agnes Clinic. So if you go in either door, you can ask for a copy of that document there. This is the document that you will need if you are leaving your children with someone for a period of time. We used to allow simply a note, you know, a handwritten note saying this is a person who can make medical decisions. That is no longer going to be the case. This document will be needed. So for people who are looking to maybe head out of the country for a week and leave their children behind with someone that they trust, please make sure you stop in and pick up this form and fill it out so that your child can receive health care should they need it while you're gone.
Deb, you mentioned that people can fill out the advanced care planning and advanced directive forms at these different locations on National Healthcare Decisions Day. Is there anything you need to go along with that?
The only thing that you need is a list of who you would want to make healthcare decisions on your behalf. You need their telephone number and their address. You don't need identification. You don't need anything like that. The document needs to be witnessed by two people, or the signature needs to be witnessed by two people, and we will have that available at those different events.
Yeah, you mentioned you'd have a couple of people with you, so they would bear witness, right?
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to the day. It's going to be really fun. I think it's always a pleasure to be able to connect with so many people in the community.
But as you pointed out, this draws attention to those documents, but you can, as you mentioned, you can fill those out any time of the year, right?
Absolutely. And we really encourage that anyone over the age of 18 complete them, because once you are 18 years old, you are considered an adult. And so your parents are no longer able to come in and make decisions for you if something happens. And crazy enough, our biggest risk-taking years are from the age of 13 to 26, right? I mean,
right.
That's when we drink a lot, we drive crazy, we take all kinds of risks. And then something happens, and gosh darn it, you're 18 or 19 years old, and your parents can't make decisions for you. So we really encourage everyone, 18 and over, to complete this document.
But might be a good idea for somebody that's going off to college, too. So
absolutely.
Know. Yeah.
Absolutely. You bet.
Deb, anything else people should know about National Healthcare Decisions Day on April 16th?
Yes, my favorite slogan. It's always too early until it's too late.
Deb, thank you for joining us this morning. Appreciate your time.
I so much appreciate chatting with you, Bob. Have a great day.
You too. That is Deb Toth, who is with SSM Health Greater Fond du Lac and Advanced Planning Care Specialist. We appreciate her joining us.